I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. This shouldn't have happened. That's what the police chief in Minneapolis said yesterday about the death of Justine Damond. As you probably heard, Damond was the Australian woman living in Minnesota who was shot dead by a police officer there. Damond had called 911 herself to report a possible crime near her home. One of the officers who responded shot her through the open window of his cruiser. Most everything else in the case is still under investigation. Jared Goyette in Minneapolis has been reporting on the story for The Guardian. I know this was big news in Australia. How many Australian journalists have come to the Twin Cities to cover this, and what are they looking at? What are they asking?
I don't know if I have a full count, but it is a growing number, and they're taking up more and more space at the press conferences. It's at least six and more at this point, I'm sure. What they're asking is, I think there's a certain incredulousness that this has happened at all. They want to know, like, how could it be that two relatively inexperienced cops are sent out at night with guns into a scenario like this? They want to know how could this happen, and what does it say about American police and American gun culture? And just to contrast it with what local journalists have tended to approach the case differently, and that's something you see in the press conferences. Mm. The context here that's important to understand is we've gone through two straight years where a police shooting in the last two cases of an unarmed black man has dominated the headlines. The shooting of Philando Castile was the most traumatic and biggest story in Minnesota over the last year. And before that, there was the shooting of Jamar Clark. So the journalists here, this is kind of like, oh, well, we know this drill. And they tend to focus very specifically on the details of what happened in this case, whether the training changes that the police department have made have been enough. They tend to get very granular. And it's interesting to see the Australian journalists come in and wanting to ask those bigger questions. And on a side note, I don't know if you're, are you familiar with the term Minnesota nice?
Well, I kind of can guess what it means, but yeah. So the nice, earnest kind of character of people of Minnesota.
Yeah, it's a it's a term that they're proud of around here, and I think that also reflects the tone of questions that journalists will tend to take. And you've had Australian journalists come in, understandably wanting answers, and not being afraid to ask it in a very direct and sometimes kind of confrontational way, or I've seen eyebrows raised and feet kind of shift uneasily as officials have tried to address those concerns.
Tell us a little bit about the victim, Justine Damond, herself. What have we learned about her since this happened?
She was almost universally beloved in her community. She was a yoga and meditation instructor. I managed to get a hold of a video that depicted a story that a lot of people told about her when I was asking, which was 3 weeks before she died, she managed to save a group of ducklings from a storm drain. And I think that's important because, she finds some ducklings, and within 2 minutes, she's, down in the sewer and sweeping them up with her dress and then, taking them to a safe place. She acted quickly. And unfortunately, I think some of that same proactiveness was on display the night that she died, when she heard a sound, she called the police, again, and then she went outside to see how she could help. But of course, there was a tragic outcome. But I think you can see some of similar threads in her personality and the way that she approached life.
Yeah, I've read similar things. Full disclosure, Jared, you used to work at The World, and this killing in Minnesota has all sorts of global connections, an Australian victim, a police officer with Somali roots. What struck you about the reach of this tragedy?
I guess it's worth noting that, in addition to interacting with, the international journalists here, I'm also working for editors in New York and editors in Sydney. And I guess one thing that struck me right away is that, we had international coverage of Philando Castile. That video of the moments after his death went viral, and it certainly made international headlines. What we didn't have was aggressive questioning by foreign journalists of what was taking place on a local level. And I think that is something new and something valuable.
Reporter Jared Goyette in Minneapolis, thank you for being with us, Jared.
Thank you.